This is a HeadGum Original.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Stella about to throw some shade, Kiki with the gaze. It's time to drag her. Time to drag her. Drag her.
This is the Kebeya. The
Kebeya.
This is the Kebeya of the rest of your life.
You know what it is? This is the bodega. The bodega. This is the bodega.
Siempre, 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 siempre.
I know that's not the same, but I'm trying. Hey, idiots. Welcome to Drag Her, the one and only RuPaul's Drag Race Recap podcast, available on iTunes. That's iTunes. Ding! Ding. I'm Mono Gapian, and I'm here with the boy, and you're my the boy, because you won't leave the house that is Drag Her, and we love
you call
to
me
see
a red
it. Boy? Oscar Montoya,
hi, it's me, the James Mansfield of podcasting.
Yeah, you're a shapeshifter.
Hello, you shapeshifter. I love James Mansfield. Can I just say how fucking much I love James Mansfield? And listen,
she's a mystery.
If y'all ain't watching James Mansfield's videos on YouTube, y'all getting only a quarter of the story, bitch. Because
I like
it
them.
Is so enjoyable. She's so entertaining. She's truly an icon. I love her so much. Shout out to James Mansfield.
I don't know if she's fun and wild. I enjoy her.
But if somebody
her.
Knows James, tell her that Oscar Montoya loves her ass.
I like her. I'm always intimidated to say hi to her, which I can't imagine why.
Honestly,
because she
same.
Must be so nice.
She's so down to earth, but I weirdly like.
Maybe it's her
I don't
torpedo
know. I fangirl.
Tits.
I would fangirl.
Yeah.
James.
She's amazing. Yeah. I need her wigs. I want her to make me a wig.
Ooh,
because
yeah.
Something tells me she's a little more reliable than Miss Serena Cha-Cha.
Ooh, what you saying?
Remember the Serena Cha-Cha booth
saying?
At DragCon? That, it felt like walking by the It House. Like, it
Oops.
Was like. Oh! Like, it was like truly haunted.
You see her sort of doing that squat. Squat walk.
Fuck. I'm on Ogapian, by the way, and you might know me. But if you love me, you can send me money on Venmo at Mono Agapian.
She's asking.
I want money. Oscar, where can people send you money?
Listen, if you're sending Mono money, send me double. And you can do that by going on Venmo and giving some cashola to Ozzymo, O-Z-Z-Y-M-O.
T is.
But that's only if you give Mono any money. And remember to give me double.
I am here for that. What is. People don't Venmo for Espana. I'm just going to say T.
Oops.
It's fine.
What are you
it's
talking
fine.
About? People are Venmoing me all the time.
It's good. I'm glad. I'm honestly, that would make my heart happy. So, bitches, we're here. We're in Espana, episode 9.
We're almost
and,
there, girl.
Oh, boy. We're here.
What there, girl.
I got to say, very fun eps all around.
I truly love this. Okay, I'm going to be real, and you know I'm never real.
Mm. No, you're the fakest bitch I've ever met.
I'm the fakest bitch you know.
Fake,
girl?
You're phony, you're wooden,
uh-huh.
Your delivery's flat, your yeah. hair is flat.
Yeah.
Your eyes are twisted, crooked, yeah. busted, and flaccid.
But I
and I can't stand
head.
The
but
bitch.
I give good head.
you do. No, what's the tea?
Girl, I fully cried in this episode.
Oh, that's why
I cried. And you know, they don't get me. Those episodes, like when you know that like talking to your younger self.
They, yeah.
It typically does. I'm not affected by that kind of shit. But for some reason,
I do agree.
Everybody
got
affected me.
Theirs got me more. I was going to say, these bitches are ready for the telenovela because these girls gave it. And I, from a very sincere way, though, I was like, these girls are giving passion and enthusiasm and making. I didn't boohoo, but I was feeling it.
Yeah. It's cool. Like, you learn to love these girls. I mean, all four of them are so dang lovable in their own way. Like, I fully sipped the Kool-Aid. I am so into the crop of queens this season for España 2. It's just out of this world. The most likable cast, I'm going to say.
Really? Of what? Of España?
Yeah.
So just say fuck season
most,
one. It's easier.
I would say, like, say most international. I would say of most international seasons.
Yeah, you're. I do like this cast. I do like
the
this.
The cast is out of this world.
Yeah, I do like them.
I want to see a couple of them on International All Stars, but I know that language barrier is a thing.
I guess I don't know. Do some of these queens speak? Are they bilingual?
I mean, they have to like speak it fluently because they will not be able to catch up in International All Stars.
Well, and the last thing we need is more ESL queens being discounted because
that part
happens too much.
But I mean, if Thailand, honestly, like if they did it in Thailand where some girls, I mean, our favorite girl, Jeannie, like didn't even speak Thai.
Yeah.
And did really well in Dragger's Thailand 2. You could do that in international seasons, but I don't know if.
Yeah.
I would love to see it. Honestly, I would love for the international waters to open up for everyone, not just the English fluent speakers.
You want us to fucking get sucked up into the damn sea, don't you?
Absolutely. That's what you want. They don't call me the Bermuda Triangle for nothing.
Oh, I thought it was because of your irregularly shaped hole.
That too. It happened in a waxing accident in 89.
See, masseuse didn't like the session. But you didn't die. You triangularized.
You triangularized.
Okay. So this is fun and dumb. I do agree. This cast is fantastic. Mm-hmm. I love these girls. Mm-hmm. They're getting stupid. They're feeling their oots. Yeah. And pretty early on, they're just chit-chatting. We're getting into our mini-challenge.
Yes, the mini-challenge was what? Oh my god, it's some weird grab bag.
Putting hands, it's like a children's Halloween party favor. Mm-hmm. It was like...
But wait, tell me why. Tell me why I was feeling Estrella's makeup.
Ha-ha!
Because they only had like, 3 minutes to do their makeup? But I was like, bitch, I want to do that look.
Yeah, you're so stupid.
Like it's
like a
half-baked
look. Yeah, I kind of liked it too. It was kind of Bjork sex robot a little bit. Maybe that's why.
Yeah, it was like kind of cute. I really liked it. The best she's ever looked.
It's a little bit Madonna, a little bit let's get unconscious. It's a little bit that.
Very that.
Yeah, it's cute. It's hot. I love these half-track looks.
They're so funny.
And I love that this fucking dress that Sharon is wearing, I only accept apologies in cash, thanks. God help me.
ESL, girl. ESL.
Oh, that's what you think is going on?
You gotta go to the international markets to find these fucked up English shirts, bitch.
Oh, yeah. One of my favorite t-shirts is from Mykonos, and it says, Mykonos fucks Ibiza.
Oh my god, I love
don't.
That.
I think what they're saying is Mykonos is better than Ibiza. But
that's not what they said, though.
That's not what they said. They said Mykonos fucks Ibiza, and it's one of my favorite possessions.
Do you know what I'm noticing? Did Benedita wear the same thing in the mini challenge as she did in the maxi challenge?
Wait. Hold up. Oh my god. She did.
Like, it's the same outfit, girl.
What in the hell is going on? I guess she was thinking, you know what? Okay, I will say this because, like, I was like, Marina's wearing kind of a cute dress. They feel like they're winding down. They're like, oh, I can use this. There's no way
absolutely.
I'll use this.
Yeah.
And then Benedita was wrong. Oh, my God. That's a gag.
It's the same dress, bitch.
Is it? Is it at least like a coat or an overcoat? Wow.
I don't know. It's looking like the same outfit to me.
Damn, I'm sure she wishes she just put on some sweatpants.
I know. But I didn't clock it until just now.
Wow. You're good. You're damn. Good. Well, damn. These girls all look like they're ready for Bad Drag Race, which, by the way, woo! Was a success.
Girl, that shit was so fun, bitch.
We can say we're coming back.
We can absolutely say we are coming back.
Stay tuned.
Stronger, more pungent than ever.
Stay tuned, because we have very exciting announcements mm-hmm. coming up so soon about Bad Drag Race. You're going to pass away.
And you're going to have to come, because the real dolls who went know
there were
how much
so
of a
many. I just want to say there's some people who reached out to me and said, like, I came from out of town to see Bad Drag Race. And it really meant
the
world.
Shout
to
out
me.
To the Drag Her listeners, because they've really come through. Because I did meet some people who, like, were literal fans of the podcast that came through for us. And, you know, shout out to those heroes.
Do you also want to laugh and be embarrassed? I've had two meetings this week with, like, industry professionals
work
who came to see Bad Drag Race.
No.
And so I'm like talking to them about something very professional, and I'm like, thank you so much for watching me
in
be
a
baby in a diaper getting cake slammed in my face. Thank you so much. Oh my god.
Love
I mean, more Bad Drag Race tea. Should we say congratulations to our current reigning Bad
Absolutely.
Drag Race winner?
Absolutely, yes. Shout out to the meat skeleton for winning Bad Drag Race.
Absolutely. And a huge shout out to all the kings, queens, and things involved.
Absolutely.
Trey, Vic Floyd, Jose Can You See, Shumai,
Baby Gap,
Oxymoron.
Mm-hmm.
Those are our six girls, and of course our winner. And one more thank you to a stunning performance from our past winner, Filet Mignon. Amazing. Okay, this mini challenge is insane. Okay, they're touching
disgusting things.
The Jell-O
eggs,
is the best
eggs.
One.
Oh, Jell-O was easy, but Marina has a thing against bugs, and honestly, girl, same.
I hate bugs.
I hate bugs so much. I hate them. I hate them. I hate them.
I hate them. I hate them. I hate them.
I hate, hate, hate bugs. Do you, like, what about bugs do you not like?
Oh, they're horrible. They're insidious. That's the number one thing. Like, everyone's like, they're so small. It's like, no, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
They could be infiltrating my system at any moment, and I haven't a clue.
It is a big fear. Because my older sister would say, like, these stories growing up where she'd be like, you know, roaches lay eggs in your ear, and they'll crawl
oh
in
Oh, my
there and
God.
Stuff. And I used to be so, I mean, that used to scare the shit out of me.
I'm guessing there's more bugs in Colombia.
Oh, flying ones, hissing ones.
Oh, God.
Ones that'll like, mug you, take your money. Oh, yeah. There's all kinds of cockroaches in Colombia.
Holding their jackets open, showing you watches.
Yeah. Oh, I was going to say showing their cock.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Their roach fucking, cocks.
Their hard cock, hard rock thorax. Hard rock. I also hate their faces. I think, like, I'm being speciesist when I say, like, they're so different from us. Like, they're so, like, sharp and angular and wiry. Oh!
Ew.
I hate it.
I just don't like them. I'm sorry. You know what? Go ahead and cancel Mono for saying something like that, being ignorant around cockroaches.
You keep trying to cancel me, but baby, I'm Family Guy. Uncancelable, okay?
Ew, you are Family Guy. Problematic.
So, I was very jealous that Sharon got to feel up a pit guy's head.
Yeah,
a pit
and crew guessed guy's it head. Immediately.
That is so weird.
But she didn't guess the Merkin, so that's why Estreja won.
Because she quickly identified the shitty eggs.
Right.
I gotta say, how gorgeous are these? I mean, this is redundant to say at this point, but these Spanish pit crew boys,
yeah,
are stunning.
They're very cute. They're very cute. I also love the shade that they get, because the contestants are like, "Why are you trying to hide?" Because their underwear had like little feathers on them or something. They're like, "Y'all being too much. Just show us the goods."
I love it. Oh my God, I want to fuck them all day.
Oh my God. All
That's
day?
Not true. That's not true.
All day.
I literally need 15 minutes tops. And I lose interest immediately afterwards.
Oh, you're the girl that you're a hit and run.
I am.
You're a hit it and quit it girl.
That's why everyone calls me Brandy in the bedroom. Because I hit and run.
Fuck. I heard you were Matthew Broderick, girl, but no, Brandy.
Don't think you're safe, Miss Caitlyn Jenner.
Not her! That's because I sing TikTok off key.
Shout TikTok on the shop. DJ turn.
Ho, 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 ho.
Why is that
so funny?
So fucking literally, she could be admitted to a mental health institution based on that performance. I would. I personally would. So, mini challenge, ha ha ha. And now we're meeting the gentlemen who are coming to get their makeover. Wow, what a crop of amazing guys.
Yes, and they're from the 26 de Diciembre Foundation, which is translates to the 26th of December. And they're like people that offer housing to the elderly LGBTQIA community in Spain, which I think is wonderful.
It's incredible. And they're starting the first ever sort of retirement facility and home that exists in the world of this kind.
I know. Yeah, it's very admirable.
I mean,
girl, the amount of STDs these old people are going to get are going to be...
I love it. Is it also bad that I immediately was like, sitcom, this is a show?
Oh, absolutely.
Like, the world's only gay retirement home? Are you kidding me?
And you're the bitch to write it.
Golden Gays. It writes itself.
It writes itself. You know what?
Yeah.
I'll write it.
I'll try. I've tried to pitch Golden Gaze before, and then, you know, I got the feedback of we don't like old people.
Wow, the ageism of it all.
Very ageist.
Oops.
I know.
So that's why foundations like this are very important. And also, I think it's interesting that it's called the 26th of December, because that's a very popular international idea. Excuse me?
Because you love Boxing Day?
I'm about to box your fucking day, bitch. How about that? Okay. As I was saying... It's a
Get
popular-
your hands off me, you motherfucking whore! Slap me, bitch. Slap me.
Bitch, that made me laugh. Oh, God.
I got you. Okay, go ahead. Wait, it's an important day.
But it's a very popular idea that, like, after Christmas, you know, in Japan, there are women called Christmas cakes. And you know what Christmas cakes are, right?
Yes. I actually don't. That's why I really don't. I'm gagged I don't know this.
It's the bold-faced
lie. Are those little, like, orange things? Those, like, stacked orange cakes?
It's, like, white, and it's usually typically given to
It looks
someone.
Like a snowman, almost.
Yes.
Yeah.
But they're given to people on Christmas to sort of, like, it's sort of like a Valentine's Day gift, like, you give someone that. But Christmas cake girls... are girls that are over the age of 25 and are still single.
Ooh.
So it's just like, because that's what happens to Christmas cakes after the 25th. You dispose of them, you get rid of them. So they're sort of like spinstery, which is reminiscent of this 26th of December being like, if you're past Christmas, you are old.
Damn, bitch.
Mm-hmm.
Damn. Okay, that's very interesting. I did not know that. Wow, we learn something every day you hang out with Oscar. You learn something every damn day. And all two of them are married. One of them is...
To each other.
Mm-hmm. One is a famous designer?
Yes, that designed royalty. Like, made this amazing gown for this, like, royal.
I love it. Yeah, how cool. I love
and
it.
And one is just eccentric, happy to be there.
Yes, one just loves Prince. That's his thing. And bitch, I ain't talking Purple Rain.
Not the artist.
Ew, get out of my head.
I won't. I'm like a little roach inside your head.
Ew, my God, you're laying eggs. You absolutely are. Which of these gentlemen would you like to make over? Or do you think could be your family a bit more easily?
I'll tell you who I want to fuck.
Oh, shit. Okay, buckle up, buckaroos. Get your canes ready.
Benedita's... Mother is so hot.
He is really handsome.
Like, really handsome. Like, so cute. Glasses on point. Beard on point.
Yeah, he's cute.
Such a cutie.
Yeah, his husband was also, you know, a very handsome man.
Very handsome. They were all very handsome. But that one, to me, he can have my Christmas cake anytime.
Wow. I might go for this damn designer. I might give it a go. Who knows?
Give it a little whirl.
I give it a whirl. I think I would try to make him over because I need help with my design eye. My taste is true. So bad.
I second that.
Yes. I can't run away from that. Like, already for the next drag show, I'm like, am I going to wear something classy? But I don't want to.
Yeah. No, you shouldn't. You should stay on brand.
I got to get my brand, which is whore. Whore. How excited are we that Alexis Mateo is here?
I know. I loved it so much. She looked so good in that lime green Vegas showgirl outfit. Like, she looked good.
Excellent.
And she was so happy to be there.
She was so happy to be there. She was excellent at her job.
She was really great. She was really, really, really great. Very funny. She stood toe-to-toe with the other
funny,
judges. Like,
gracious. Actually gave good feedback. That helps.
Yep. Absolutely.
I live. Well, I want to talk this episode a little bit more. But first,
I want to take a break.
Oscar, never.
From you. From you.
Ew. Ew. Hi, listeners. Here to tell you about a very important organization called Al Otro Lado, which helps to reunify families which have been ripped apart due to our country's cruel border policies. As you know, since 2018, many people have been suffering through these policies, which have taken children away from their parents. And Al Otro Lado is working to reunify families. They've already reunified over 100 refugee families, and they create legal and humanitarian support to refugees, deportees, and other migrants in the United States and Tijuana. We want you to get involved today. Help me support Al Otro Lado and donate today. You can find the link to donate to Al Otro Lado in the description of this episode below, or go to gum.fm/charity and donate today. You can also consider volunteering with the organization, which offers opportunities that are both in person and virtual. The best way to get involved is by filling out an application on their website at alotrolado.org/volunteer. That's alotrolado.org/volunteer. Yum, 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 yum. I like to eat food, but you know, it's hard. Let's be real. Food is confusing and it happens 3 times a day. You want me to cook 3? I'm offended. I'm aghast. I'm agog. The gall, the gumption, the nerve, the audacity, and the cheek, all of it. I don't like it. But now I'm calm because I use Factor Meals. Factor Meals are available in just 2 minutes. They come right to my door and they have really popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, Vegan, Veggie. You can get any kind of delicious meal delivered to your door. I love them. I've been using them for over a year, way before I started talking about them on the podcast. They help me feel full, satiated. There's no mess. It comes never frozen. It's always fresh. It's my favorite meal solution. I've said it a million times. I come home after a night of hanging or dancing and I eat a Factor meal. Like, to me, that's the ultimate endorsement. These meals are so yummy that I'm able to kick a craving for a much naughtier meal and come home and eat something I know will be good for my body. So head to factormeals.com/dragher50 and use code dragher50 to get 50% off your first month. Plus 20% off your next month. That's a lot of money. That's code DRAGHER50 at factormeals.com. Go get into it. Factormeals.com/DRAGHER50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. Hi, I bet you're a little intimidated of therapy. Be honest, I think we all are. It's kind of scary until you get into it and you realize, oh, holy shit, this is the land of Oz, and I could be in the Emerald City all goddamn day long. That's what BetterHelp has done for me. It's put me in touch with a licensed professional therapist who is able to communicate with me in ways that people in my life can't. Don't just talk to your Judys, okay? Because your Judys can't be as direct as a licensed professional therapist can. And these therapists can talk to you in any way you like. You can chat, you can do video, you can do phone calls. It really helps me to have that malleability. And I know it'll help you too. So why not do that while saving money? Money that traditional therapy can't guarantee. That's right. BetterHelp gives it to you for cheaper, entirely online, conveniently, flexibly, suited to your schedule, mama. So go fill out the brief questionnaire and get matched with a licensed professional therapist. Want to switch? Guess what? There's no additional charge. Let therapy be your map with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/dragher today to get 10% off your first month. Ooh, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/dragher. Bring back my break than you. Okay. We're back.
I bring a break to heighten the mood.
My breaks have attitude. Who is this for? Who is this for?
Julie, this is ramblings of crazy people. You know, we'd be padded in a cell right next to freaking Caitlyn Jenner.
100%.
And this 100%. Episode is proof that we need to be committed.
It's sick. It's sick. Yeah.
No, we're sick.
No,
we're
you're sick. But I tried to hug you, Oscar. I tried to hug you, though. I just want you to know that. I tried. I tried to hug you.
No.
So here we are. They're kikiing. We're getting to know these gentlemen. These girls are so gracious and kind, and you just feel the actually 1,000,000% authentic, like, gratitude and respect from these girls.
And there was something really touching about this. Is like part one of me breaking down and crying, where they were saying how, you know, for the most part, you expect them to have these like really sad stories about being young and gay.
Mm-hmm.
But they all had really great like coming out stories. Like they were like, my family supported me, mm-hmm. et cetera, et cetera. But they had a problem with getting older.
Yes.
And ageism. One of them was saying that it's a lot harder to be gay and old than to be closeted and young.
Wow. Which, I mean, that was pretty heavy, but true. I mean, I can
Where's
see that.
Line, bitch?
We're
Where's
very cruel. The queer community is really cruel to our older community.
And just being, especially in the gay community, we are so toxic to, you know,
Do you
to
think-
older gays. Like, we really are.
I think a part of me is, and follow me on this,
mm-hmm.
we're so, how do I put this? Maybe delusional. We're constantly evading pain, and something about confronting the old queer community is like confronting pain and confronting the reality of getting older that I feel queers aren't ready for.
If we want to break it down, let's break it the fuck down, bitch. I think for younger queer people, looking at older queer people reminds them of the hardships of what it was like to be gay. And that's painful, like you were saying.
Mm-hmm.
But I think more than that, it's like these people fought for us in the HIV movement, in the AIDS movement, in mm-hmm. the civil rights movement. And for young gays, that's kind of a painful thing to confront and to talk about.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, they were there. They were sort of, honestly, veterans in the war. And we know how this country treats veterans like shit. We're the exact same thing to elder gays.
I mean, people died at Stonewall, so they are veterans.
God damn it. God damn it. No one died at Stonewall, bitch.
Well, it was
Derek
fighting for
Barry,
gay rights.
No one died at Stonewall.
It was fighting for gay rights. I know that much.
And Emil Hirsch threw the first brick at Stonewall?
Yes. Yes. Girl. How did you know?
Girl. Oh, you saw the movie too?
Jesus. What a train wreck. But this, I agree. Like, we need to talk about this a little bit more. It's not fair. It's really and it's not okay. It's messed up. We just, and I think there is something there about the pain and the reality that just, as queers, we create our own reality because living in this one is too painful.
Because I think we're obsessed with like youth. We're obsessed with virility. We're obsessed with looking hot.
Because our childhoods are robbed. Truly.
We don't get to
have those rites of passage that straight kids get to go through. We have to recreate them.
Mm-hmm. Or create our own, yeah.
Yeah.
And so that is tough. Mm-hmm. That is tough because we're constantly trying to live our youths, but then time is fleeting, bitch, and time waits for no one. So before you know it, how old are you? You're Mono's age.
A lady never reveals her age.
Well, you ain't a lady, bitch, so tell us. You're Mono's age, just sort of eating Taco Bell with your dentures out, you know.
Yeah, gumming down the newest grilled cheesy stuffer.
Cheesy gordita crunch.
Oh, God, they're good. I had a toasted cheddar chalupa, but more on that later.
Stupid.
So, yeah, it's really just touching and beautiful to see.
Why is Taco Bell not sponsoring this podcast?
I don't know. I think they have a problem with old gays like us.
Oops.
I love that they're trying, you know, they're trying their best to create a family resemblance. Mm-hmm. And they're trying to like work, you know, and make their bodies work with the fashion, which.
It's hard because, you know, you don't want to put like, you know, people of that age in like stilettos.
Right, stilettos, pumps.
You want to make them feel comfortable.
The club. Uh-huh. Yeah.
You want to make them feel comfortable, so.
They might not rock in stilettos, though, you know? That's a reality. I like that Alexis Mateo, for example, later on is like, you know, good for you. You found a small shoe that, but you still bedazzled it and gave us what we needed.
Yeah.
But also, if I was there, I would say, get in the fucking heels, cunt.
You would.
Yeah.
You would. You would say, put on the lotion.
You know what?
Or it gets the hose. That's what you would say.
I would, please, mister, I got your dog.
Oh, I'd fuck me.
Oh, no. Not her knowing all the words.
Is she a queer icon, or are we excommunicating her? Yeah.
I don't know, bitch. You know, I live for Buffalo Bill, but that's just my problematic ass.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not the best representation of trans or non-binary or whatever Buffalo Bill is. Like, I don't know. I'm not trying to claim Buffalo Bill as LGBTQIA at all, but I live.
Yeah.
No tea. I live.
Yeah, I live too. I'm here for the queer community having problematic faves. Like,
well, in that case, what's more of a problematic fave? Buffalo Bill or Angela from the Sleepaway Camp movies?
Ooh, great question. I'm gonna say, damn. I mean, probably, fuck. I don't know. This is hard. Okay. The idea of Angela is more problematic, but the character Buffalo Bill is more problematic.
I see.
Do you know what I mean? So is it, because like the writing and creation of Angela is absolutely wild and unfounded.
Absolutely, yeah.
But Buffalo Bill's a murderer.
Like a serial killer.
Like,
yeah,
they're both a murderer. They both are. Okay.
Yeah, you're right.
Who's more problematic?
I don't know, girl. I listeners, if you want to chime in, let us know. I think Buffalo Bill might. I don't know, girl.
Well, Angela's innocent. Angela was reassigned involuntarily, which is really dark.
Truly, if that isn't a metaphor for assigning, you know, the government or parents assigning gender to someone who hasn't chosen.
Work.
But also, I understand that Angela is very problematic because the whole sort of impetus of that character is to create shock.
Mm-hmm.
you know? So that's not cute. That's not good.
No, that's not. Yeah, you're right. It's a queer panic. That's the reason why Angela exists.
It's definitely queer panic. But I'll also say this, not to get into a diatribe of fucking Sleepaway Camp, but I truly do love Sleepaway Camp. I recognize its problematic tendencies. I do. I really, really do. I do love Angela as a character very much so. And I love do the think counselors. It's a for me, it's a commentary on like the problems of other people assigning gender to other people's bodies.
Mm-hmm.
Ultimately, I know that that isn't the intention. Also, I will say that they do have a gay sex scene in the movie.
Yes.
Between her dad that I thought was quite romantic. It was like not done for shock. I mean, maybe straight audiences were like grossed out by it.
Not Oscar reaching but as for a gay the fistful of Jergens lotion during Sleepaway Camp.
I'm just saying, I thought it was very romantic. They were affectionately hugging and kissing each other, and it wasn't gross or disgusting. I thought it was really nicely done. But at the same token, I understand that Sleepaway Camp is problematic, but to your point, it is my most problematic favorite movie.
Yeah. How do we get RuPaul to stop saying fistful of Jergens lotion? It's every time she says it. Oh my God. Make the top of her head in a national fracking site.
Oops. She'd do it.
So, okay, let's get into this. Let's go ahead and, there's some cute emotionality. There's a birthday party here, which I honestly was like,
oh my God, that made me laugh.
You better be adorable with this birthday party, España. That's would never cute. Do this in America.
Never, ever. But it was so cute that Extravaganza was like, Estrella Extravaganza was like, it's my birthday. Oh my God, they wish me. But it was actually for the designer.
That's so
and
funny.
She was like, oh, well, okay, fuck my drag.
Okay, I'll take
cute.
That too. And unlike Robbie Turner lying about her birthday on the set of Drag Race, this, you can tell, is the real deal.
Wait, she lied about her birthday on Drag Race?
Yeah.
No, yeah. You liar.
No, I'm serious. I'm really serious.
Why did she do that?
It's like when? Fully maintained and verified that she did that. I don't know. Robbie Turner clearly has issues with pathological lying.
Wait, but why? I don't even remember that in the show.
Yeah, she said during the Blondie ep, she says it's her birthday.
Oh, right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And why I know that is why I need to be checked into a mental health institution. This is really cute. I'm ready to go ahead and chirp and burp these runways. What do you think, Osk?
Absolutely. Let's get to it, Hen.
Let's get to it. Okay, wait, what do you think about... Oh man, Anna Locking looks great. Wait, what do you think about Supreme Deluxe?
No, I want to hear what your thoughts are. What is Supreme's? How do you feel?
You don't like it. I think she looks really soft. It's definitely a chirp for me.
Mm.
I think you don't like her head. I think you have an issue with her head or neck.
Bitch.
Is honestly what I think.
Did I say that I didn't like it?
No, I just you're not going to like it.
This is an A-plus look for me. And you know what it is?
What is
it's
it?
It's the wig. The wig finally works for Supreme. She looks, I'm going to say, 50 to 60 years younger.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
The wig is not like dark roots and a crazy hair color.
Mm-hmm.
And it like lays down in a way that complements her frame. Like, I think the wig makes this an absolute chirp for me.
Uh-huh.
And the dress is cute, too.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And the makeup is unclockable. Clock the mug, bitch. I dare you, because it is unclockable.
BRB, let me just open the door for my dog because she's been having a lot of diarrhea.
Are you kidding me? Are you fucking serious? I have a sneaking suspicion that she loves this dog more than she loves me. And I'm not too crazy about that because I need to be the apple of Mono's.
Okay, we're back.
Oh, good.
Look, my dog has been blasting diarrhea everywhere, and I had no choice but to open the door. It's been a true nightmare.
So she gets shit in your house?
No, I opened the door so she can get out if she needs to.
Oh, okay, interesting.
She's been blasting shit everywhere, okay. pray she's not doing it. Pray. Okay, yeah, it's a chirp, I like it. Alexis Mateo looks absolutely insane and perfect.
The feathers along the arm, genius.
Unbelievable.
Genius.
Unbelievable. I mean, wow. Wow, 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 wow.
Truly.
Chirp, she's gorgeous, she's gracious. And it's her first time in España.
Oh, I loved it. It was so cute. And she's funny, too.
She's always funny. She's one of the funnier queens in the Drag Race history, honestly.
True. True, but she doesn't get that credit, though.
She's so subtle. Remember in All Stars 5 when she's, like, playing with a hairspray can and it pops off?
Yes.
And she's like, what the hell? It's iconic by accident.
Does she know she's funny?
I don't think she tries to be funny at all. She just knows she's kind of sassy and quick.
She's like me.
Right.
You would call me the Alexis Mateo of
absolutely.
Podcasts, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. And I'm Mimi.
You're Venus Delight.
Fuck off. Can I be Raven, please?
No.
Fishy but problematic.
Oh my god. I mean, I know I'm not covering All Star 7, but
legally. Wait, would you have liked to have seen her compete? I would have.
I was ready for it. I was like, this is a fun twist because in the future, you can have a queen like Jujubee compete. You can have a queen like Manila compete. One of those like first alternates, like fan favorites that almost won, but still feel like a winner. I would have loved to seen Raven compete
and
not
too.
Win a single challenge.
Me too. Oh, let's talk these looks. Okay. Estrella and Teresa. What do you think of the Extravaganza family?
Not totally living for this. I do think I was pleasantly surprised that a look did come together.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you know, it's cohesive.
Yeah, it's cohesive. I'm not crazy about those red shoes with the pink.
No, it's a bad
choice. Suit. It's not cute. The wigs are kind of interesting.
It's pretty messy.
She's not our fashion girl, Estrella.
She's not. It's pretty bad.
Yeah.
But the makeup was not terrible, surprisingly. Surprisingly, that wasn't about Estrella. We thought it was.
Right. But it's just not put together cohesively. I just don't get the one leg thing. It just doesn't really make sense to me.
Yeah. No, it's pretty stupid. And like, why does her sister look like her mom? Like, she's like, looks like she's forcibly walking her around the mall. Do you know?
Come on, let's go. Yeah, I kind of don't get this presentation either.
Right. It's the return of the Judy Jetson hookers. And hasn't
those
she
are the Judy Jetson
this?
Hookers. Feel old yet?
Feel old yet? Wait, was it her or was it Jurigi who used this weird pink laser gun?
Yeah, Jurigi did.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been done.
I have to burp it. I like parts of it, but I gotta burp it.
Yeah, it's a burp for me. Mm-mm.
I love Javier looking like Beavis and or Butthead. I love his drag.
Which Javier?
One of the Javieres came out in like full like 90s skater drag.
Oh, yeah, Calvo.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's
cute. Okay, Sharon and Sharine.
I love it. Now, this is classic drag, bitches.
It is.
This is how it's done.
Classic.
This is an ode to the greats. And this fun surprise, girl, I was living.
Very Judy Garland.
Very Judy Garland with a fun little surprise. And the face looked good.
Yeah, it looked good. The hair is great. Very sandwich.
It's so good. Very sandwich.
Did you live for that All-Star Snatch game?
I have thoughts. I'll tell you who the funniest person was.
Raja.
Incorrect.
Who?
Jade Essence Hall as Prince. Made me laugh every single time.
You are
because that shit was so funny. That shit
game's over because you are out of bounds.
What? Why? Why are you jealous?
You were
why are you jealous
way
of her
off.
Boogie?
Well, I'll tell you who we're not jealous of: Marina y Antonia.
Ouch!
Jesus Christ! Ouch. This was awful.
Ouch! 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 Ouch!
I don't think I'd wear this at Bad Drag Race.
Ooh, really?
Okay, maybe. But this is horrible.
This is just like barely. I was so surprised this was Marina's. Because the bitch can dress.
I know.
And I was like,
messy.
What? This is, I don't know what the, it might be a reference to something, but I don't get the reference. It's just weirdly not polished.
It's really unpolished. And it's weirdly, just stuff put together. Like, she didn't put any of this together. Like, what did she make?
Yeah, the reveals that the wigs are bad. It's like, well, no, it's just bad is the thing.
It's horrible. The silhouette is chunky. The leggings are disgusting. This is awful. I'm just shocked.
Yeah, it's bad leaning to basic, which is not okay.
Yeah, it's a big burp.
It's a burp. It's a surprising burp. I wasn't expecting it from her.
I know. Well, here we come, Benedita.
Girl, it's and the same outfit.
Vinagreta.
It's You're the same right. fucking outfit.
But she added a fur on top. So there's something.
Oh, so it's different.
Okay. I mean, it is a chirp. And see, okay, this is, look how she paired the colored tights with this, and it looks iconic. I mean, she really did that. Look at those color contrast work in that little detail, whereas Marina was like doing color contrast all over the place.
It was really bad.
I love this. I gasped. Winner.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, this garment that she put her mom in is gorgeous.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And very flattering.
Very flattering. The face is cool. I love that her sister is a bearded queen as well.
Yes. I
was waiting for a reveal, and we did get one in the form of pasties. But I was sort of like, oh, come on. Like, take off the jacket. These are clearly jackets, or at least coats. That's a good point.
My only reasoning behind it was she was like, my mom don't want to get naked. I don't know.
But you know, she desperately wants to.
The mom.
Well, no, Benedita wants to.
Right.
So why didn't she?
Well, maybe she wanted to keep up the family resemblance thing.
Because then
mom.
The other sister could have just closed the coat.
Well, look, the problem is makeovers are really fucking hard. And I'm just glad she won.
Yeah, they seem easy.
Oh, God. I don't know if we're doing this right, but Clem, silence. I feel like taking a break.
Why?
Because I just do.
Clem, is that okay?
Is that okay, Clem?
Oh, okay. Yeah, fine.
Oh, good. This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. Are you seeing some triggering ads on social media? Stuff about summer bodies, stuff about the diet cleanse, stuff about trimming down. Fuck that noise. That stuff is triggering for me, and I assume it's triggering for someone else listening. That's why I use BetterHelp. BetterHelp allows me to get in touch with a licensed professional therapist who can help me recharge, who can help me decrap my brain. Because those negative images and slogans can really creep in and give me negative body talk. You know what I mean? Any form of negative self-talk that is traumatic for me. And thankfully, I'm using these tools and being honest about them and articulating them in a way that takes the power away from them. If you're thinking about therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try because it's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you do is fill out a brief questionnaire. You get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can even switch therapists anytime at no additional charge. That's how I found my personal therapist. I found my sweet spot with BetterHelp. So go. Visit BetterHelp.com/dragher today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/dragher. Go find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp.
This HeadGum podcast is brought to you by Auraframes.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Auraframe.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Auraframes are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Auraframe, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt. Mm-hmm. So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura. Thank you to Angie for sponsoring this HeadGum podcast. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well.
Indeed. So if you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need.
Yeah, doing stuff yourself seems fun, but then you actually get to, you know, solving a problem and you realize that you can create 10 more problems, and then you probably should have just paid a professional to deal with it right off the bat.
You can easily injure and or maim yourself as well.
Yeah, you don't want to do that.
No.
Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. You just get the app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. It's very convenient.
It sure is, folks, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that.
So download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com. Thank you, Angie.
Angie.com.
Thank you. Bye, bang, back, make. Okay.
Huh?
Huh? Confusing. Should we speed things up a little bit? So we chirp
wait,
and burp these
Oh my
looks.
God. Wait, can I tell you? Wait
what?
A second. Wait a second. Wait a second. That
Go
just
ahead,
triggered something.
It.
Last night I had a dream and you and Nicole Byer were in it.
Okay.
And we were in Vegas.
Okay.
And Nicole broke her foot, and so she hired someone to drag her around in a wagon.
Oh my God, you're fucking kidding.
And we were walking down the streets of Las Vegas with Nicole being dragged in a wagon, and then you and I got in the wagon because we're like, will we fit? And Nicole's like, yeah, no, come in. And we all fit, and the guy dragged us, and then on the street we saw En Vogue. And they sang Free Your Mind at us. And that's all I remember from the dream.
Wow. Bitch, that wasn't a dream. That was last night.
Oh, that explains the soreness.
You finally got a circular dick in that triangle hole of yours. Someone finally fit a circle into a triangle. Wow. Whoa. Here we go. I mean, look, the critiques are pretty spot on.
Yeah.
We know who this is one of those weeks where we know who the bottom
yes,
two is.
Yes, quite easily. We know who's safe and who's going and who's in the bottom two.
Sharon looks fantastic. Softer, almost translucent brow. It's really gorgeous.
She can really change a face, bitch.
Yeah, it's wild.
She can really change a face.
Glamour. If other people didn't look as bad, I could see them being like, girls, this is pretty basic. But
absolutely.
Everyone else just looked too bad for them to notice.
And specifically, two other ones looked really bad.
Jesus.
We were like, okay, easy.
Jesus. Anything to say about their heartfelt, cute?
I cried. Yeah. I thought it was very sad. I thought it was effective. I love how emotional they got. I don't know. Really spoke to me. It really spoke to me. So,
Estrella. Like, all of them were great, but Estrella really, my God, just boo-hoo-hooing, that really got me.
Yeah. Yeah, and I love that, like, everyone was so heartfelt, and then Benedita was like, whatever.
Yes.
She was that just was sort very of like very much like, yeah, okay, whatever. Yeah, she looked grumpy as hell as a kid. You could tell she's a big old grump.
You know what? And once again, just like in the Rose Challenge, Benedita, she's put in this pole position that sets her up to fail.
Absolutely.
Because after three people gave like the most moving monologues of a lifetime.
Yeah.
Okay, what am I going to do?
Yeah.
Yeah, Estrella really, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
And this psychological trick works every time, just by the way.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
It works every time.
Absolutely.
Should we do it at Bad Drag Race where we make them talk to their
Oh my so. God. We should make them talk to pictures of other children.
What would you say
to this random kid?
To young Chris Redworth, a kid who just happens to live in Montana. Fuck. It was really cute. Funny. Well, look, the Untucked is pretty uneventful because we know who that bottom is.
Absolutely.
Very funny to see a grimacing Benedita as a kid.
Oh, so funny.
So funny. God, loved it. Loved, loved, loved. And I love that, yeah, Marina got to share about their non-binary journey.
I loved it. I think that one's the one that affected me the most.
Yeah, yeah, that got me good. I think Estrella got me. Because Estrella was just saying something about, like, you're good enough, you're going to be great, you're going to do it. Keep planting. She was using this, like, planting metaphor. Yeah. And I was like, bitch, work.
It's crazy. It's crazy. It's just so now, effective every time.
Every time it works. I'm telling you, I've done it in therapy, and it works every time. You will
You've
cry.
Talked to your younger self?
Yes, I have.
Oh, shit.
And it's really emotional.
Wow. They really, they were able to dig it out of Pompeii? A picture of you as a kid?
You're such a piece of shit.
Damn, wow. Shout out to all the archaeologists out there really doing God's work.
God damn it. God fucking damn it. Yeah, they shockingly had photography back then. Not like your childhood, you know, during the Bible. But at least you have stories about your childhood written. Fuck.
You know that story, Sodom and Gomorrah?
Yeah.
I was there.
Are you? Were you Gomorrah? Were you
no,
Sodom?
I was the pillar of salt.
Okay. Bitch, she don't know the Bible. She doesn't know
I
her
do know
verses.
The Bible. The guy ran away from Sodom and Gomorrah and then turned to look at his wife and she turned into a pillar of salt.
Is that true?
Girl.
I don't know the Bible.
Read up, bitch.
I don't know. Okay. I don't know if I need to, but okay.
The angel Gabriel was like, okay, you can leave this town because God's going to destroy it because so much sins are committed here. But you can leave your family, but under the condition that you don't look back.
Okay.
And he did. He looked back.
That's the problem.
He looked back and his wife turned into a pillar of salt. And then he went with his daughters in a cave. And they were like, oh, we're the last remaining people. And the daughters were like, you know what we should do? We should drug our dad and he's going to sleep and we can rape him so we can have children.
Are you serious right
now? Girl.
I can't believe
it's all in writing, bitch.
I can't believe the nerve that religious people have. I can't believe the nerve.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, we're the crazy ones. People who suck dick, we're the bad ones. They're lip syncing to, and oh, by the way, just like I will go ahead and go here really quickly. What I said to my younger self was I congratulated him for being brave.
Aww.
He's really brave. And I got very emotional about that because I was like, damn, like it's so insurmountable what you overcome to try to live in your truth. I mean, to try to be successful, to try to be whatever you do, to be like loud and like vocal and active about it takes a lot of bravery. And that really got me good. And I was like, wow, I'm brave.
Thank you for sharing
that. I'm a brave
that.
Bitch. Yeah. What would you say to your younger self?
Ooh, girl, what would I say to my younger self? God, I don't even know.
Buy toothpaste?
I'm a kid. How would I do
Try
that?
Try toothpaste.
How would I do that? I don't know. Anyway.
You could steal it Macaulay Culkin style.
Okay, so I'll say that. Steal toothpaste. No, I would say like, you know what? Shine bright, bitch. shine bright. Because my entire life I've learned to like dull my shyness for other people.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? Real talk here, real talk, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And so like I've learned how to quiet myself. I've learned how to like not be my authentic self in a lot of circles. Something that I'm like currently working on today is like, how much space do I allow myself versus giving space to other people, you know? And I think I would say that to my younger self. I would say that to myself today, right now. I'd be like, just revel in your power and acknowledge your power.
Mm. Damn. I love that.
That's it, because I get to be, you're I tend to be embarrassed whore. About it, actually.
Yeah, you're very powerful, so it's nice to hear that.
Oh, thank you.
You're very, very, very talented, and you know it hurts me to say that.
It does, and honestly, it means a lot.
You got it. You got it, bitch. Like anyways, Jennifer Lopez's El Anillo is the lip sync song. Lip sync.
It's tough.
Yeah,
it's
this
a
is
hard
tough.
Lip sync, girl.
There's a lot going on. There's a lot of the BPM is gonna get you.
Mm-hmm. But who won this lip sync for you?
Marina. Marina won. Who won for you?
Marina won the lip sync, but I think Estrella gave a better show.
Interesting. I mean, they were both kind of messy.
They're both messy. Facts are facts. They were both kind of messy. But
yeah,
I did like that she, I mean, also, isn't Estrella just thing like her? She loves puppets? She yes. truly is the James Mansfield of Drag Race España.
I told
ya.
I did. Yeah, I mean, I my eyes just kept going to Marina, and I feel like Marina did a better job harnessing the energy of the song.
Yeah, I think she took it too seriously, where Estrella didn't really. I appreciate
Estrella. I think Estrella didn't take it seriously enough.
You think so? Oh.
No, I don't think she did. It was just like, girl, you need to give a little bit more than that.
I guess you're right. I guess you're right.
Keep your shoes on.
Oh, that part, actually, as soon as she took her shoes off, I was like, oh, she's going home.
Yeah. That was tough.
But
that
you
was
know what?
Tough.
The gag? I was not ready for that gag.
Maybe her... Did she reveal it at the right time?
But
it was one of those,
flats,
like, downbeat
though, I'm a little, like, unsubscribe as soon as the flats...
Yeah.
As soon as she, like, got rid of her shoes.
So who won? Marina or Estrella?
I still would give it to Estrella.
That's... You just said you unsubscribed. So how can you resubscribe to the newsletter if you're unsubscribed?
No. I don't need to subscribe to the letter to know that I like it.
No, you have to agree to our terms and conditions. And these terms and conditions...
Well, I don't. I'm an Aries. I will do what I want.
Great. Then you can't use the coupon code.
Watch me.
You can't
me.
Use the coupon code.
Watch me. You know what?
Because I'm not going to tell
I'm
you what it is.
I'm going to leave this coupon on the floor as I ransack your store.
And you'll never guess what the coupon code is. I'll tell you what. It's not drag her. It's definitely not that. It's anything else but that.
Okay. Is the coupon code drag her?
Damn it.
Okay, I'm gonna take this block of cheese you have.
What about they're cutting back and forth? It was so crazy for them to cut to Marina and she's like doing like up downward dog flailing up
fully
and down
yoga moves, like literally.
Yeah,
I mean, they were both kind of manic. Was it like the best lip sync I've ever seen? No, absolutely not.
So let's go ahead and get to it. Is this a deserved top four?
Oh, interesting.
Because in case, you know, for some reason you didn't watch, they call Marina Say first, and then they make Estrella wait till the last second. Mm-hmm. They get her good.
This is a sort of Lukisha Lubamba moment in the first episode of Italia, where they literally send Lukisha Lubamba home, and she's like literally off the stage, where they're like, just kidding.
Mess. Well, I mean, it'll fill out. Look, they're gonna need all the help they need to fill out the hour and 20 minutes of this finale. So
wait,
I guess
it?
I'm here for it. These episodes are always an hour and 20 minutes.
Oh fuck!
If it's any less, I'll be shocked.
Wow.
I'll be shocked.
Holy shit! Well, you know what? They need Estrella because she like gives really good talking head.
Yeah.
And I would be mad if Marina didn't make it to the final. So I guess I'm happy about this double Shantae.
Yeah.
That lip sync, though, I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah, it's very I don't know.
Yeah.
It's very I don't know. Yeah. It's.
It was just because.
You ought to not know. Ooh. Yeah. Yeah, well, they just wanted to have a top four.
Yeah.
And it's exciting. They're all very different.
They are all very different. I do like these girls a lot. And I wish weirdly, Judy G was there in the top
me
five.
Me too.
But, you know.
Who would you pluck out for Judy G?
Oof. I would pluck out Estrella, to be honest.
I think I would pluck out Marina.
Wow. We are
Look,
really-
Marina hasn't... She's been great, but she's not that consistent. You know who's more consistent? Jugacio Corriente. Jugacio was...
season.
I know, but let's be tea. Let's be real. Marina fills that slot, and she has not been as consistent in that.
Interesting.
That's her pocket. She's the milk. She's the Evie Oddly. She's the weirdo,
but
and
I
she hasn't
Onyx
filled
that role.
Apparently not.
Damn.
I don't know. I just didn't. I feel like Marina hasn't been that consistent as she was great on the runway early on. She's not my winner. You know who my winner is? Benedita. I think Benedita's going to win.
Honestly, I would have laughed at you like literally last episode, but
I know.
I think you might be right. She's not going to win. I think it really, I mean, if Sharon's got to eat it for her to not win.
Who did they send home on season two for no reason just to give some drama? Onyx. Remember when the forerunner, and no, in season two of Holland, they sent home the frontrunner. No.
Kate Minaj.
Yeah, they sent her home
for
even
no
though
damn
she was
reason. Yeah.
Clearly the season's frontrunner with 3 wins.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The most wins.
And like everyone else only had 1 win.
Yeah.
It was really weird.
Yeah, it was strange. I did not get it.
Uh-uh.
But so I feel like Sharon might win this. It would be crazy if Sharon didn't win. It would be crazy.
I think you're right, but I just, it could go either way.
And honestly, you know, not to say, I mean, Sharon definitely deserves the win and I think would be great. But how cool would it be to see like Benedita Bondash win Drag Race?
To have a bearded queen win?
Do you
win?
Know what I mean?
That might be really cool.
And a burlesque queen too.
It's cool for me because I'm a bearded queen and I have, you know, here's another big piece of tea.
You're I've bearded like, queen?
I sometimes,
Wait,
you know,
do
there's
drag?
A lot of... I feel a lot of judgment sometimes being a bearded queen, you know, like you feel that thing of people being like, well, I guess you don't try.
Yeah.
You know, like that's the vibe.
It gets that connotation
right?
of like you're being lazy.
Right.
But I do think it's
and
an
look,
important
let's be real.
Gender.
I am being lazy. No, but it really is coming from a genuine place in my drag because I'm not fishy. And to me, it makes me feel uncomfortable to be like, oh, I'm a woman. Mm. So for me, it feels more authentic to be like, I'm something. I'm some beautiful creature. I don't know what I am.
Interesting.
But
interesting.
Yeah.
What does the beard allow you to do that yes, them can flourish?
I don't know. Like I'm sure I still want to try shaving it because obviously I'm still in my experimental phase
Have
of drag.
You ever?
I don't do drag professionally. I did years ago. It's been a second.
Okay.
But I don't
you
know.
You shaved That's, when you dressed up for as me.
I did. It was fun.
Yeah. And I kept my beard on for you.
You did. You and you were doing my drag. We had a freaky Friday.
Friday.
I wanted to say freaky fag day, but you were like, That's a bit harsh. Very, very harsh.
Very, very harsh.
Bitch, remind us where we can throw you coins if we want to.
If you want to, and I think you should, please send us coins, any coins. You can give us $1, $2, $2,500 to Ozzymo, O-Z-Z-Y-M-O on Venmo. Do it. And remember, if you're giving Mono money, you give me double.
Work. And if you want to throw me that 50% coinage you're throwing to Ozzymo, you can throw it to me at Mono Agapian on the Venmo or PayPal. And bitches, if you need even more of us, you need to go follow us at Podcast Killed the Video Star.
Very fun, very cute episode. Right now we are talking all things Kylie Minogue.
Ooh.
It's a bop. It's so great. I wasn't a Kylie Minogue fan before the episode. Now I'm a full-on Kylie Minogue fan.
That is also out today, so drop it like
yes,
it's hot.
Absolutely. And also, I got to give credit to you, Mono, for turning me on to Magic, because that song is on my playlist on repeat.
Isn't it good?
It's a good song, girl. It's good.
I'm so glad to hear that, because I have terrible taste in music. That really
not for
actually
this,
feels
not for
good.
Kylie.
Oh, I'm so happy. I'm so happy.
It's good.
Well, bitch, you know, till next time, let the music play.
Can we play Kylie Minogue Magic right now?
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure HeadGum will clear that.
That was a HeadGum original.